إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the evil which is within ourselves. We also seek the refuge of Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah misguides, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper and the final messenger of Allah. Amma ba'd, fa inna khayr al-hadith kitabullah. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna shar al-umur muhdathatuha. The most evil of affairs are those matters which have been newly introduced and innovated into this religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, O people of Iman, fear Allah as you ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O people of Iman, O you who believe, fear Allah. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us are many in number and are great in their estimate. Such that the blessings of Allah, the ni'mah, the blessings that Allah has blessed us with, they cannot be counted and they cannot be limited or restricted. So Al-Islam, the religion of Al-Islam, this is a ni'mah, this is a blessing that Allah has made us from the people of Al-Islam. Otherwise, how many people are there who are misguided, disbelieving in Allah, His Messenger, on the final day? At-Tawheed is a ni'mah, is a blessing from Allah, that He has made you from the people of At-Tawheed. Otherwise, how many people are there out there from the mushrikun, those people who commit shirk, worshipping trees, stones, idols, and even animals? And the sunnah is a ni'mah from Allah, that Allah has blessed you by guiding you to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and making you from Ahlus Sunnah, from the people of the sunnah. Otherwise, how many people are there out there who innovate and they strive hard and do many actions thinking that this is righteousness, and all of their actions are being wasted because they are not upon the sunnah and practicing the religion of Allah, Al-Istiqamah, being upright upon Islam, and practicing their sunnah, then this is also a ni'mah, this is also a blessing. Otherwise, how many people exist who are negligent about Islam, don't care about Islam, about the prayer, or any other thing, and they name themselves Muslims? As Allah said in the Quran, فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى. Neither do they believe, and neither do they pray. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Rather they lie, disbelieve, and they turn away. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى. And despite being in this state of not praying, not believing, not telling the truth, and disbelieving and turning away, then they go back to their families, يَتَمَطَّى. And they are proud and arrogant. أَوْلَى لَكَ فَأَوْلَى. Woe be upon you. And then again, woe be upon you. So these are the blessings of Allah with regards to our religion. And some people who are practicing Islam, they feel as if the religion is heavy upon them, or they are shy to practice the religion. However, that which is appropriate is that every single person whom Allah has blessed with Islam and Tawheed and the Sunnah and Al-Istiqamah, practicing the religion of Islam, that this person should be honored and should be proud that Allah has blessed him with this great virtue. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught us a dua that we should say when we see a person who has been afflicted by a calamity, that we should say, Alhamdulillah, all praise for Allah. Alladhi afani, the one who has saved me. Mimma btala bih, all praises for Allah, the one who has saved me from that which he has afflicted this other person. وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, and he has preferred me and made me better than most of the creation. So this dua we should say when we see another person who has been afflicted by a calamity. He may be poor or disabled or illness, have an illness or utter loss. However, by Allah, it is more appropriate for this dua to be said when we see a non-Muslim. You see a non-Muslim, a kafir, who does not believe in Allah and the final day, then you should know the blessing of Allah, of Islam upon you, and you should say this dua. You see a person committing shirk, worshipping other than Allah, you should know the blessing and appreciate this blessing upon you and say this dua. You see an innovator, a mubtadi', celebrating days which the Prophet did not celebrate, doing actions in the masjid which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not do, thinking that these are righteous actions, but they are being rejected. Why? Because it is not from the sunnah of the Prophet. You should appreciate the blessings of Allah upon you and say this dua. You see a person negligent about Islam, doesn't care about Islam, doesn't practice Islam. The only thing which he has with him is the name of a Muslim. You should be proud of the religion of Islam. Appreciate this blessing and then say this dua, that Allah has blessed you and saved you from what He has afflicted those people with. So in every single instance, these blessings of Islam and Tawheed and Sunnah and practicing, shukr has to be shown to Allah. Thankfulness and gratitude has to be shown to Allah. Also, my brothers and sisters, Allah has blessed us with blessings in our life, in the dunya. So wealth, al-mal, money, property, this is a great blessing of Allah. Otherwise, how many poor people are there out there who extend their hands to other people in need or asking them from the basics of their life? And food and drink is a blessing of Allah, a ni'mah. Otherwise, how many people are there out there who, when it comes to the end of the night, they will sleep, and they and their children are sleeping hungry. And for this reason, this blessing of food and drink, it should not be wasted, and neither should we be extravagant. That a person eats a portion of his food and throws another portion of his food. That which you have thrown away might be enough for that person who has slept with his children who are hungry to feed him and his children. Also, al-aman, safety and security. This is a ni'mah. This is a blessing from Allah. A blessing which many people are negligent over. And if you look and think, ponder and contemplate the situation of the countries around us, and especially the Muslim countries, and the destruction that there is there, the corruption that exists, the poverty, the displaced people, children being injured and orphaned, then you realize the blessing of safety and security upon you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abi Huraira in Sahih Muslim, "Unduru ila man huwa asfala minkum." Look at the person who is lower than you. Meaning, look at the person who has less than you. He's poorer than you, more ill than you. He doesn't have children like you have. He doesn't live in safety like you live in. وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ. And don't look up to a person who is higher than you. So you think that, why don't I have the wealth of this person who has more wealth than me? Why don't I have as many houses as this person has who has more houses than me? Rather think about the person who has less wealth than you and less houses than you. فَإِنَّهُ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Because this will cause you to not forget the blessings of Allah upon you. So these blessings, whether they are in our religion like Islam, Tawheed, Sunnah, Al-Istiqamah, or whether they are materialistic blessings, then we have to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to show obedience to Allah regarding these blessings, so that these blessings will stay with us and they will remain firm and they will increase. And Allah said, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. When your Lord, He announced, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show shukr to me, if you are grateful to me, then I will increase you in your blessings. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. However, if you reject, if you don't believe, if you don't appreciate, إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Then indeed my punishment is very severe. Ibadallah, from the greatest blessings which Allah has blessed us with is the blessing of children, family, a wife, and the house that we live in. One's children are the beautification of this world. I through a person having children, his dunya is beautified for him. And Allah told us such. He said, "Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya." Money and children, sons and daughters, are the beautification, are the adornment of this worldly life. And the righteous child, the righteous son, and the righteous daughter, they will benefit you after you have passed away, when you are in your grave, and your deeds have stopped. Your prayers, your fasting, your hajj, they have all stopped. The reward of the righteous child who stays behind, it carries on. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدُ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا ثَلَاثٌ. When a person dies, all of his deeds stop. His prayers stop. His hajj stops. His fasting stops. Accept three actions. Three actions, the reward for these actions will carry on even in your grave, as if you are doing them. And one of these three actions is وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. A righteous child which you leave behind. You have educated, you have cultivated, given him tarbiyah, given her tarbiyah, brought up upon Islam, and they supplicate for you. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions some of the blessings upon the people. Then He used these blessings as an evidence or encouragement for the people to worship Allah and show gratitude to Him. And amongst these blessings is a person's wife and a person's family. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, O humans, ittaqu rabbakum, fear Allah. Have taqwa of your Lord. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. The one who has created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from this single being, he created his wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from both of them, the father and the mother, he created many men and women and sent them forth. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So have taqwa of Allah. So in this ayah, look at these blessings that he mentioned. First of all, your creation as a man. And then the blessing of your wife. And then the children that he craves from the man and his wife. And because of this, Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So show taqwa to Allah. Practice the religion of Allah. And show ash-shukr. And Allah mentioned the wife. And how she's a great blessing whom Allah has made and created. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. And from his signs, from the great signs of Allah, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, that he has created from yourselves, أَزْوَاجَ, wives, partners and spouses, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so you can find comfort in her, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, and he has placed between both of you love, compassion, affection and mercy. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed in this, indeed in the creation of your wives, are ayat, signs and verses for those people who think and ponder. And from the greatest blessings of Allah upon Bani Adam, upon us as humans, are the houses that we live in, the homes that we have built or bought. These firm houses that enable us to live in the towns and the cities. We find tranquility in them. We find comfort, rest and respite in our homes and houses. When it is cold outside, then we come to our houses for warmth. When it is warm and hot outside, we come to our houses for shade and coolness. We protect ourselves in our houses from the eyes of the people. We save and guard our money, property and furniture in these houses. We return back to these houses at night in order to sleep and find comfort. And this, no doubt, these homes and houses, they are the virtue and the blessing of Allah. And Allah mentioned the blessing of homes and houses in the Quran, so that we can appreciate our houses and homes and we can know the virtue of Allah. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ. It is Allah who has created for you, مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا, from your houses, سَكَنًا. And the meaning of سَكَن, i.e. a person finds sakina in these homes that Allah has created. Comfort, respite and tranquility. The striving and the toiling of outside, at home you find tranquility and rest. The worries, the distresses, the movements of outside, at home you find comfort and calmness. Ibadallah, these blessings, the blessings of having a home and a house, is from the greatest blessings of Allah that people don't realize. Consider the person who has no house, who has no roof to sleep under, who has no bed to sleep upon. And what is his state? Every single day he wakes up in another place. And his appearance becomes dirty. And his clothes become dirty. And he has no tranquility in his life. Why? Because he is missing this blessing of having a second, a house or a home. And we, in this country, in this time, we live in modern houses. In houses with 3-4 bedrooms or more. With water which is flowing. Water which is warm. Water which is cool. Heat and shade, modern technology, communication, everything has been made easy for us from the virtue of Allah Jalla fil Ula. So this blessing of the house and the home and everything within the house and the home is a blessing which we have to thank Allah for. Every time a person enters into his house, he remembers and he thanks Allah. Every time a person leaves his house, he supplicates that Allah protects him and his home. Ibadallah, the home of a Muslim, the house of a Muslim family, has to be better than the houses of the other people. There has to be a difference between the house that you live in with your family as a Muslim and the house of those people who don't believe in Allah and His Messenger. So our houses should be full of that which Allah has legislated. The recitation of the Quran, the remembrance of Allah Jalla fil Ula, righteousness, being correct, at-taqwa. And our houses should be free from or empty from disobedience to Allah and corruption and sins. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, مَثَلُ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي يُذْكَرَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ, the example of a house in which the dhikr of Allah is made, وَالْبَيْتَ الَّذِي لَا يُذْكَرَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ, and the house in which the dhikr of Allah is not made, مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ, is like the example of a living person and a dead person. Are those houses which are living, they have life in them, they have tranquility in them, they have sakina in them, then they are the houses which have in them the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah Jalla fil Ula. And what do we mean by the dhikr of Allah? We mean making takbir of Allah, saying Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Tahmeed, Alhamdulillah, praising Allah, thanking Allah, showing shukr. Reciting the Qur'an, listening to the Qur'an, this is dhikr. Knowledge, learning, teaching, cultivating, tarbiyah, this is dhikr. Sitting with your children, talking about Islam, talking about righteousness, warning them against sins and evil, this is a dhikr. Praying nawafil in the house, praying witr in the house, fasting, making suhoor and iftar in the house, this is a dhikr of Allah. So by doing these actions, the house becomes alive. It has life and tranquility in the house. And not doing these actions, the house being empty of these actions, then this is an empty home. It is like the difference between a living person and a dead person. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اجعلوا من صلاتكم في بيوتكم, that some of your prayers, i.e. the nawafil prayers, make them at home. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوهَا قُبُورًا, and don't make your houses like graveyards. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ, that some of your prayers should be at home. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ صَلَاةِ الْمَرْءِ فِي بَيْتِهِ, the best prayer of a person is in his house. إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةِ, except the obligatory prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taj'alu buyutakum qubura, don't make your houses like graveyards. Inna shaytana yanfiru min al-bayt, because shaytan, he flees away from a house, he stays away from a home. Alladhi tuqra fihi surat al-Baqarah, in which surat al-Baqarah is recited, and in general in which the Quran is recited. So if these types of actions, obedience and righteousness, is found in our homes, the dhikr of Allah, seeking forgiveness, speaking about Islam and knowledge with our children, prayer, reciting the Quran, listening to the Quran, if this is found in our houses, then we will find the sakina and the raha and the tama'nina. These are the houses in which the angels come, and the angels come inside. And these are the houses in which, or from which the shayateen, they stay far away. And as for a house which is empty of all of this, no prayer, no fasting, no dhikr, no knowledge, empty of all of this, then it's the house in which there's no sakina, there's no tranquility. And it's a dead house. The people are living, yet their hearts are dead. The angels stay far away, and the shayateen enter and remain in these houses. And for this reason we see the evil eye. For this reason we see magic. For this reason, we see jinn possession, things like this in our houses. Why? Because the angels are far away and the shayateen are entering into our houses. And the effect that this has upon the children and their tarbiyah is even worse. The parents don't pray in front of them. Movies, films and dramas, all the time they are playing at home. Music is listened to. The only discussion that we have with our children is how to earn money and how much money we have saved and how to con the system and earn money which is haram, and about riba, interest and mortgages. And when visitors come to our houses, gossip, backbiting, slandering. When the women visit the women, gossip and speaking about others. Qati'atul rahim, cutting off the ties of kinship and the family ties. So this is more evil. And for this reason, the corruption that we see in our Muslim communities, it is due to this. Due to our houses being empty of the obedience to Allah and instead being filled with disobedience to Allah. Why? Because the first school and the first center of learning for our children is where? Is at home. So if we rectify our actions and rectify our homes, then this first center of learning cultivates our children upon righteousness. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma in Sahih Bukhari in Muslim, "Kullukum ra'in," every single one of you is a shepherd. Mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi, responsible in front of Allah for his responsibility and the trust that has been placed upon him. Fal imam, so the imam, the leader of the country, or even the imam of the masjid, ra'in, he is like a shepherd. Mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi, and he is responsible for his flock. So the imam of the masjid, he is responsible for every single person in the masjid. Just like a shepherd is with his cattle and his sheep, his flock. That if one of his flock is ill or lost, misguided, hungry, then the shepherd is responsible. And he tries his best to bring or to look after the well-keeping of his cattle. And like this, the imam of the masjid, responsible for his flock, for every single person. May Allah aid him and aid us. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ, and the man, the husband, the father, the mahram, the wali, he is responsible for the people in his house. مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ, and he will be held responsible for this trust. وَالْمَرْأَةُ, and the woman, the wife, the mother, the sister, the daughter, رَائِعَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا, then she is responsible for the house of her husband. مَسْئُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا, and she is responsible for this trust. وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ فِي مَالِ أَبِيهِ, and the man, the son, even the young child, then he is responsible for the wealth of his father. مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ, and even he will be held responsible for his trust and his flock, i.e. the property and the wealth of his father. وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِكُمْ, and then the Prophet said, every single one of you will be responsible and held accountable for your flock. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. عباد الله, O worshippers of Allah, O Muslim fathers, O Muslim mothers, your houses and your homes, they are a ni'mah from Allah. They are a blessing from Allah Jalla fil Ula. And He is the one who has made them a place of sakan, a place of comfort, respite, rest and tranquility for you. And they are the first school for your children, the first institute of learning for your children. So fear Allah, fattaqullah, fear Allah regarding this blessing. And know that every single one of you is responsible for that which goes on in your home. the righteousness and the corruption which is at your homes or in our houses, then we are responsible for them. And the obligation upon us as mothers and fathers, as awliya, is to give life to our houses through the dhikr of Allah and through the prayers and knowledge and so on and so forth. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that the houses which are empty of this are like qubur, are like graveyards. The difference between this house and that house is like the difference between somebody who is living and somebody who is dead. Ibadallah, in our houses, there are certain mistakes that we see that are occurring in many houses by which the barakah, the blessings from these houses are removed. Or things, matters which are haram, which prevent our dua being accepted, which prevent angels coming into our houses, which invite the shayateen into our houses. From amongst these mistakes and errors are photographs and pictures. Photographs of our children, of our parents, which are hung up on the walls. And no doubt people, fathers only do this due to the love of their children. However, this is something which is not permitted in Islam. There shouldn't be photographs of anybody, of any living person, an animal or a human, in our houses. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tadkhulu al-malaika." The angels do not enter into a house, "alladhi fihi kalbun," in which there is a dog. So keeping a dog is another mistake that we see in some of the Muslim houses. Keeping other pets, Islamically this is permitted. As for keeping a dog in the house, then this is something which prevents the angels entering into the house. And the money in which the dog is sold or bought, then this is khabith. This is dirty money. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-bayt alladhi fihi suwar." Indeed, the house which contains images or pictures, and the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. The house which contains images and pictures, i.e. images of living beings, humans, animals, so on and so forth, "La tadkhulu fihi al-malaika." The angels, they do not enter into these houses. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he sent Ali radiallahu an, he said to him, "La tada' suratan illa tamastaha." Do not leave any picture, any image of a living being, except that you deface it, you erase it. So having these photographs and images, whether it's our children or parents, then this is not permitted. Rather, it prevents the angels coming into our houses, and the shayateen remain therein. And for this reason, we see the corruption that we see. From the mistakes, and of course, having images and pictures of anything which does not contain a soul, this is permitted. Countryside, nature, trees, so on and so forth. From the mistakes is people hanging up ayat on the walls, ayat of the Quran, thinking that this protects the house, or using it just to beautify the house, different colors, different shapes and different sizes. The Quran was not revealed for this. If, however, a person hangs up an ayah of the Quran for education or teaching, du'as on the bathroom door, for example, the kitchen door, then this is permitted. From the mistakes in our houses is, or the movies, music, the programs, and they are played, especially when the parents, the grandparents and the children are sitting there. From the mistakes that we have in our houses is hanging up a picture of the shoe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the grave of a particular person, or the tomb of a wali. All of these are mistakes which are occurring in our houses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from these mistakes, and to bless our houses, bless our children, to bless our youth, to return the youth back to Islam. We ask Allah to forgive our sins and overlook our deficiencies. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة